We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Chaf Dalet. We are up to Sifei, which is the bottom of page 62. And in Ritzshem, we are going to finish Hilchos Tzitzis tonight and start Hilchos Tefillin. Everyone can enjoy the refreshments during the shiur. The refreshments are parav. The Mechaber says in Sifei, we're on page 62 at the bottom, two quick halachos. Kishem mistakil ba tzitzis mistakil b'shnei tzitzio shelefanov shiesh b'hem asarak sharim. Thank you. When a person looks at his tzitzis, he looks at the two tzitzis, the two parts of the tzitzis that are in front of him, that has, since each one has five knots, so the two tzitzis that he's able to see in the front of him are 10 knots altogether. Remes lahavayos. That's a remes to the havayos, which the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat on Ches, the last line, pirush la sviro shehem kishurim v'achudim zebazeh. That is the sphero, the 10 spheros of Hashem that we mentioned previously. So the five knots on each side together is 10, connected to 10 spheros. V'gam yesh bohem tes zayin chutin. Also the two front tzitzis have 8 plus 8 strings, which is 16 strings. V'asarak sharim, 16 strings plus 10 knots. Ola chavav, the math, 16 plus 10 is 26. Kishem havaya, that is the gematria of yudkei vavkei. So that's when we see the two tzitzis in front of us, so we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Sif Hey. Now we turn the page to page Lamed Beis, Lev, because there are 32 strings on the tzitzis. Sif Vav. The Mechaber says, Godol Onesh HaMavatel Mitzvah Tzitzis. Great is the punishment for one who is Mavatel, the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. V'olav Nemar Lechos Baknofos Ha'aretz. And on him the Pasuk says, to grab the corners of the earth. The rest of the Pasuk says, V'yinaru Rishoyim Imenu. And the wicked ones will be shaken off. Hazoyer b'mitzvah tzitzis zocha v'roa pnei hashchina. So the punishment for being mevatel mitzvah tzitzis is great, but one who is careful about the mitzvah tzitzis, he is zocha to see the face of the shchina. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Tes, Hazoyer b'mitzvah tzitzis, mitzvah lasos talus noev tzitzis. Noev, there is a mitzvah to make a nice talus godol and a nice talus katon. V'hu adin kol ha-mitzvos tzarech la'asoson behidr b'chom ad-efsher. And so too, by every mitzvah, there is an inyan to make it as beautiful as you can. Shenemar zekeli v'anveyu, as the Pasuk says, this is my God and I will adorn him. Hisno'el l'fana b'mitzvos. The Gemara learns out from that Pasuk that we should beautify in front of Hashem with our mitzvos. We should make our mitzvos beautiful. Aval oser lirkom psukim shel Torah b'talos. However, it is forbidden to embroider psukim from the Torah on one's talos. And we'll see the reasons in a moment for that. However, if it is already embroidered, you can make a bracha on it. The afal mapos a morin heter lochatchila lirkom de vetora love, and so too by mapos, by tablecloths, one should not be morin heter lochatchila to embroider words of Torah upon it. So we're going to look at note number 9, which will explain to us why there should not be psukim embroidered on the talus. So note number 9 he brings down. Ubatama iser kosav beis Yosef b'shem shal and shuvas harambam shekevan shatzitzis tashmishe mitzvahi ve'ein ba kedushas haguf. Since tzitzis is tashmishe mitzvah and it does not have kedusha itself, yesh lochu shema yikanes ima lebeis akise ulebeis atfila. A worried person may go to a beis akise with his talisman or a beis atfila viavo divrei haTorah lidei bizayon. It could be if there are psukim written on the talis or the tzitzis that eventually it could lead to bizayon. For that reason, Rav Yashiv says that you should not read psukim on advertisements in a newspaper or an invitation to simchas, k'dei shel yovali debizayon. We also saw this in Hilchos Sukkah, as we'll see soon, lagabe psukim on decorations, that if it's going to possibly fall down or be bizayon, you shouldn't write psukim there. And then it brings one other reason, v'tam nosaf kosav harambam, mishum sha'asr luchto psukim in atorek yesha'enam sefer shalem. There is an iser to write psukim, random psukim, when it's not a complete sefer Torah, a complete sefer. V'chein hevia mishabur l'kamon eshnei ha'tomim ha'elu l'gabi iser k'sivas pasuk l'noi sukkah agabe delas v'kiyotze. But that we had this earlier or later, depends how you look at it. We had this in Hilchos Sukkah, l'gabe decorations, that you should not have psukim written on pumpkins as decoration for these two reasons. One is it may lead to bizayon, and number two, that the Rambam says you shouldn't have just random psukim written down, and those same two reasons apply over here by Talus. And that is the end of Hilchos Talus. And I want to just say, to be Messiah, I want to just say one word. This week's parsha is Parsha Shlach, and the Rosh Feinstein has a nice word on tzitzis, so it's very appropriate to end the Hilchos Tzitzis with it. It's based on the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, that Pei Tes Amud Aleph, says a very famous Gemara. It says, It's a brisa. Rabbi Meir Omer Manishtana Tcheles Mikola Tzivonim. What is the reason why we have tcheles on our tzitzis? From all the colors, we have tcheles. Mipnei she tcheles doma layom, because the tcheles is similar to the sea. The yom doma l'rakia, the sea is similar to the sky. V'rakia doma l'even sapir, v'even sapir doma l'kisei akavod. And therefore, it reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we go through all the different steps. The tcheles reminds us of the yam, the rakia, etc. So Rav Moshe asks, in the Drash Moshe, the sixth parasha, he asks, so he seems to understand that the colors, the way I like to picture it is like the Crayola box with a lot of crayons. So they have the different shades of blue or the different shades, and they go from darker to lighter. So it's not that all these colors of the yam and the rakia and the kisei akavod, they're not all the same color. They're different shades, but you gradually get closer and closer to the color of the kisei akavod. So Frek Rav Moshe Feinstein, why don't we just have the tcheles be the same color as the kisei akavod to go straight? Why are we going through all the steps? Just skip to the punch. Just have the tcheles the same color to remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why don't we need the tcheles the color of the yam, and the yam the color of the rakia, etc., etc.? That's Rav Moshe's kasha. And Rav Moshe explains, because this represents one's Avodas Hashem. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, it's gradual steps. We don't just take leaps in one moment and get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's slowly but surely. A person takes on one thing, a person takes on the next thing, and what a person works hard at to acquire, so that's much more dear to him. He doesn't forget that. He doesn't lose that level. So the person is working hard at first making the tcheles doma layam, so he conquers that. And then the yam doma l'rakia, so he's working in different dargas, different levels, and he's slowly but surely working hard and getting closer to Hashem. That's a growth that lasts, and that's a growth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. He doesn't want that we just jump in one second and get close to Hashem, because that's easy come, easy go. He brings down, I think it's a pasuk in Navi, I don't have it here, that says that the future geula also is going to come slowly. It's not going to be b'chipazon. For that reason, when it comes fast, we know, he doesn't say this, so I'm just adding this in, by Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, they jumped Madrigas all of a sudden to get the Torah, and then we see afterwards they had the Chet Egel, there were other things. A person has to work hard at something, the disciple speaks about it in Torah, that when a person works hard at Torah, so a person breaks his head over it, so then it's more dear to him, it's more chashiv, and he won't forget it. The person who just gets it easily, someone just gives it over to him easily, he doesn't work hard for it, that's not lasting. So that's what Rav Moshe says, that it's a lesson for us from the tzitzis and Avodas Hashem in general, that we have to work step by step to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just take the jump and all of a sudden be by the kisei akavod. Rather, the tcheles, dom layam, dom larakia, etc., etc. That's what Rav Moshe says. Fine. Yashar Koyach.